the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we're for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going back to them right now at 844-967-2789. Lori from California, you are up. Welcome, Lori. What do you got for us?
Oh, hey, thank you. You know, we revere our Constitution like it's the Holy Grail. But, you know, I mean, the sections of it are so outdated, and outdated really is not even the right word. You know, the governor got it right, comparing muskets to AR-15s. And, and our renegade Taliban Supreme Court right now, I could not believe the damage they just did in 1 week. Just one other gripe. This has been said before. It's pretty basic stuff, but just the idea that each state gets two senators. I mean, give me a break. You know, like New York, California gets two senators. Wyoming gets two senators.
Right.
It's something that makes me pretty discouraged or apathetic. I hate to say, you know,
Lori, and I mean, I understand, you know, the premise, you know, it's created to make incremental change, right? And generally, I'd be okay with that, but it seems like, you know, the way that with the filibuster, I mean, where's the filibuster, right? If you got 51 senators that want to do something, why do we have to go through that entire process? I mean, so I'm down with you, Lori. I think we need a more reactive a government, because obviously people want different change, want things done differently in this country, and our government is not providing it for us. And we see the gerrymandering. You see in the different states where, you know, the will of the people is not being done. Take a poll. Look at any of the polling on any major issues, and many of them, the government is not responsive to what we, Lori, are looking for.
But throw the two-party system in with that mix. I mean, the two-party system doesn't quite work anymore. I don't know if it ever really did, but right now it's like, that has to go too. Our two-party system.
Lori, we got one party now, and we got a fascist mega party.
Exactly.
So there's really only one party and authoritarianism. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Lori, appreciate you listening.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the call. 844-967-2789. CJ, you are next. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hi, Dom. Thank you for taking my call. Your party distorts exactly what the Supreme Court did day after day. It's like Elon Musk. Your party believes in hate and division.
That's not true.
You could go on. Actually, your party's in control, is it not? This is your economy. This is your party's economy. This is Biden. He's doing.
Yeah, I saw gas prices are down like 30 cents a gallon. That's good. That's good. We got a pretty good employment rate right now. The GDP is okay.
Yeah,
I mean, we're on the verge of a recession, but you know, I got to put some of that on the last administration. But CJ, what's your point, man? Are you going to vote for a party that maybe doesn't do everything you want, or are you going to vote for the authoritarian, fascistic bastards that try to overthrow the government? Which one are you going to go with, CJ?
A single issue like your party does. That's the only thing you can do is misinform.
Single issue? You guys are talking about abortion
issues, man. Let me articulate them for you. Hang on a second, CJ. Let me articulate some of these issues for you. Gun safety. That seems to be on the tip of everyone's tongue right now. Abortion rights. That's one I think is important, because if you don't allow, quote unquote, allow a woman to have an abortion, you then are what? Dictating to them how they must live? I don't think a lot of women are really down for that. We've won these battles already, CJ. You're the ones bringing them back up.
I gave you a couple.
That's more than one. All right, we're going to move on, man. It's not a single issue.
We
talked
about guns the entire time. The first thing he does is, your economy. Great job. Way to be on it.
Yeah, but we're selling the crap out of some guns, man. If there's something in this world that we're good at, it's making and selling weapons.
Maybe
I'll give you that.
Center CJ. Our economy around selling weapons to everybody, because we
don't forget
the time
the
we end up getting killed from other countries. It's with our own weapons. So good for us.
Yeah, great. 844-967-2789. Pat from Dane County, you are up. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Hi, I was calling in. I'm changing the topics a little bit.
We got a couple minutes for you, Pat. What's up?
We're working on trying to help the healthcare workers in Dane County, and we have a public hearing tonight with the subcommittee formed by the Human Needs and Healthcare, Health and Human Needs Healthcare Department. We did a public survey of healthcare workers in Dane County. 85% are looking at changing jobs. I work in a hospital, and I've seen, you know, half the staff on a unit leave because they are so exhausted from working and not human support. You know, it is a crisis that was brought forward before the pandemic, but the pandemic has only made it worse. And so the Dane County supervisors are having a public hearing tonight to look into the issues and try to develop solutions. Looking at how we can help the healthcare workers, how we can recruit new workers, educate new workers, and bring back some of those healthcare workers that left. And we would really like to hear from the public. They can register to talk at bit.ly/July5. Subcommittee, and we would really like to have healthcare workers call in and tell us what they think needs to be done. We're looking at getting some finance or taking some of the ARPA money that has been promised to the county and the state and doing something to help healthcare workers, be it in the hospitals, in long-term care, home care, we need help on all levels because we're in crisis. We have nursing homes that have entire floors empty because they don't have enough staff, which means people who are ready to discharge from hospitals can't discharge. So how do you get people where they need to go so that they can heal the best and still have beds ready for those acute injuries and our loved ones in the hospitals?
And Pat, we're all going to be in that system sooner or later, one way or another. Pat, once again, if people want to get involved or find out more or contribute their thoughts to the, where would they sign up to register to do that again?
bit.ly/July5 subcommittee.
Pat, appreciate it. We love the healthcare workers. We wouldn't be where we're at without them. And people, if you can get involved, certainly dial them up and give them your opinions. We are the Devil's Advocates, the Happier Happy Hour coming up next. And I'm happy you're going to be joined by our pal, Bill Press, and you on the phones at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
We got to do something.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll deal with this tomorrow night.